Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Governor Josh Shapiro is talking about moving all school standardized testing online in 2026. The reason for this, and many of us would not understand, I mean, you understand your kid going to school and taking a test. So you're taking a test, whether it's online or it's on paper, may not affect you so much. But because they do it, and only if I think maybe 20 to 25%, if I remember correctly, the story said, are doing online now. But the bulk of schools are still doing it the old way. Yeah. And basically what that means is teachers and administrators have to receive, prepare, administer, box up, ship back all these test booklets. And it takes a lot of time. Right.
Yeah.
So they say the more time that they can save so teachers can teach and administrators can do their work. They also say it helps the students complete them quickly. It saves an average of 30 minutes per test. Now, we've talked to him many times and he's talked about before and he mentions it. It's mentioned in this news conference that he held about this, that he would like to get rid of the federally required standardized tests altogether. But he says you can't because there's federal aid for schools and there's $600 million they get. So it would be stupid to say we're not going to do testing and then lose out on that money. There are tests, the PSSAs that are done in the spring for grades 3 to 8. 9 to 12 also take what is known as the Keystone end of course tests, which happen in the spring as well. So they say online testing is interactive. And sometimes now, again, this according to the governor, better at matching how students learn. There's drag and drop and sorting and ranking and things that are already done in school or kids may be doing in other programs that they use as well. They say that the questions will take less time for students to answer than multiple choice and essay questions, which happen on pencil and paper tests. So he feels that these would be things they could more quickly do and probably would lead them to have, you know, better answers. I don't know what, but in the end, if you can already have it all set up and make it a reality and get rid of all that paper and shipping and time spent.
It makes sense. He's very practical with these things. I like that. I like how he's trying to change certain things in the world of education, like priorities. To me, this is they're important because that's how they, you know, the schools get judged and schools get judged certain ways. They make more money through the state. I don't know anyone who's been like, man, I'll tell you something. I learned my most important life lessons from the standardized testing. it's you're testing the schools. Can't we find a better way to do this? I don't know. I just feel like there's got to be. Maybe, maybe there's not. I'm just saying it feels like maybe just observing or talking or watching to see what happens to graduates after might be a better way.
What happens is then you have teachers that are teaching to a test, right?
And they're taking
an inordinate amount of time to do that. And then what happens is when you have certain schools that do better than others, people try to blame the educators. Like, look, there are certain areas that are going to do better than others because, believe it or not, in more affluent areas, you will have students that are more successful for a myriad of reasons.
Correct.
And in fact, I feel like they lump on the teachers that have the biggest hill to climb, right?
Yeah.
When you, depending upon the school district that they are teaching in.
If it doesn't make sense to you, I'm going to use this analogy. Tell me if you think this works. I think it does. The standardized testing is very much like in real estate. If you go to buy a house and a realtor stages a house, they make it look perfect. They hide all the imperfections. They know what people like, so they make the bathrooms look nice. At the end of the day, you like it, you buy it, and you go in. You're like, wait a second, this house isn't what I thought it was because it doesn't tell the full story. Mm. They're hiding stuff. Like you said, they teach to the tests. That's frustrating because it's
I just feel like in this world, we've learned a lot more about the fact that, to me anyway, some people are better at test taking than others. Some people can't absorb the information as well as others. I feel like the one thing that I've learned as I've gotten older is that you should measure your success by how much you've improved as opposed to comparing yourself to everybody else. So we don't ever, I mean, to me, it's more important to look at where an individual starts and how well they're improving, as opposed to saying, all of you should be getting this score.
Sure.
And I think that's the problem is we're trying to compare everybody as they're all apples when there are apples, oranges, blueberries, bananas. Right. There's like a whole bunch of different people starting out.
When I was in like high school and college, you would hear a lot. And it was a lot of times it was meant to be like an insult. They're not street smart. They're book smart. Because she says silly things. She doesn't understand common sense, but she can take a test. The world needs people like that. But more now than ever, we know people learn differently. You know, you need your street smarts and your book smarts. You need people who could take tests, but you also need people who have common sense. Everyone learns differently. And when you put everyone in this bubble and say, go, you're going to have people who are going to wildly underachieve by the numbers who could achieve great things. It's just, I don't know. Again, I was not a great test taker. You may be able to tell by the way I'm talking about this, but it's...
I wish we had more personalized everything. I wish that kids, we would look at what are they... I know they do assessments as to... excuse me, I don't know what's going on. Assessments as to certain things that they're better at than others, right? If they could identify and say, John at 12, these are your strongest suits. And some people will be more hands-on and either arts or construction or building, whatever it may be, while others, it may be the path through college, university, lawyer, all these other things. If we talked about what it is and then talked to them about what their passion is, right? And not just like, I like playing my video games, but like things that can help them move towards the future. But we seem to have this one size fits all. You have to be at this by this. And not every student is like that.
And what you're saying is so valid. And I think they just a little bit now. They never did it back when we were in school. But like this idea of like, you can easily tell if someone's like, I really kind of want to get involved with the construction or something, or if I want to run my own business versus someone who's like, I'm going to be a basketball player in the NBA, like those. But if someone does say that, like, it's easy to go, kid, you never have a chance. That's real. And it's probably what the kid needs to hear. But at the same time, have you ever thought about other options in sports? Being trainers, like pushing people.
Well, look, if we took the time with our kids that many of us take with them going into travel sports and spending entire weekends going up to New York State and doing these basketball tournaments. Don't get me wrong. You spend a lot of money. And I guess some of us just lie. Look, my son did it. We did that. And now I look back and go, oh, that was a lot of money and a lot of time. We had a good time. He enjoyed it for, the time that he did it. But if we took that same energy into, hey, are you interested in doing this? Shadow someone for a while. This is something you would like to do. Why don't you go and find some? And I know some parents who've done this, where they found some place where their kid could go for in the summer for a day a week or something,
right,
and kind of watch how it's done. Because we really should be preparing them for the most likely future. Most of them are not going to get drafted into the NBA. Most of them are not going to even get a college scholarship. The time and energy spent would be better spent on what are you going to do for a living, not just for play.
But there's that fine line, that dangerous area where you don't want to pigeonhole someone and be like, this is what you can do. It's what you were meant to do at a young age, because I think you can take an action. You should have the ability to go in a different direction if you want to.
Try something and go, this is nothing like what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
And that's scary because you don't want to figure that out after 2.5 years of school.
Will any of these things we've talked about happen after moving the standardized test to computers?
No. This is an idealized situation.
It really is. I just think so many people have strong opinions about this stuff. And I think we're worrying too much about like these little issues about teachers saying this, teachers saying that, when the bigger picture is the kids are leaving with a lot of questions unanswered and a lot of unfocused.
You tell kids you're not hitting this benchmark that everybody else should be hitting, and you know there's a number of them who aren't, we're not really getting to the root cause of what it is. We're just saying this. I think it's just a way to go, well, we're measuring how they're all doing. Obviously, we have issues.
I'm waiting for the person to be like, you say nobody said, oh, I learned so much from the standardized tests. Well, my son really loved those tests. You know what he does now? He makes standardized tests. I just feel like that's the only thing.
Money off these things.
Yeah, I feel like that's how that would all play out.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.